You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter. The average American throws away 4.5 pounds of trash every day. This may not seem huge, but that amount of waste from the United States alone fills enough garbage trucks to stretch halfway from the Earth to the Moon every year. Environmental activists are concerned about what the future will hold if we continue at this same rate of consumption. Amara Kierens is the president of the Zero Waste Club at Cal Poly, and she says that the university is trying to move in the right direction.
There's a mandate by 2020. All the campuses are supposed to divert 80% of their waste from the landfill.
This is a complete flip for university waste management, as the earlier plan was sending 80% of trash to the landfill. To help achieve this new goal, Cal Poly has introduced zero waste stations. These are bins that give you the option to sort your trash into recycling, compost, or landfill. But Kieran says they aren't perfect and are often subject to misuse by students.
In terms of progress, those did start the conversation about zero waste and about composting. But it has been, you know, an uphill battle trying to get that ingrained in the culture here.
Abby Algram studies the politics of social and environmental sustainability at Cal Poly, and she says she questions the university's motives.
And I think that when zero waste ideas are introduced by the university, it's for the purpose of profit and for the purpose of, like, the tag of sustainability or zero waste, not for the purpose of, like, ethical or moral reasons.
University spokesperson Matt Lazier says that the Zero Waste program is fundamental to advancing campus sustainability through student engagement. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.